And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 6th of March, 2009. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Barrett Browning, the poet, born in Durham, England, 1806. It's the birthday of Michelangelo, born in the village of Caprese in Tuscany in 1475, whose first major work of art was the Pietà, a marble statue of the Madonna holding the dead Christ in her arms, two figures carved from a single block of marble. The story was that after the statue had been put on display, Michelangelo was standing in the crowd of people admiring it, and someone said it had been carved by a sculptor from Milan, Gobbo. And that night, Michelangelo went to work on the statue and carved an inscription on the Madonna's robe that reads, "Michelangelo Buonarroti, the Florentine, made this." It's the only work he ever signed. It's the birthday of the author Gabriel Garcia Marquez, born in Aracataca, Colombia, 1928, the oldest of 12 children. His father, Gabriel Aligio Garcia, was a telegraph operator and a dropout from medical school. His mother, the daughter of a leftist colonel, Garcia Marquez later used the story of his parents' courtship as the basis of his novel Love in the Time of Cholera. As a little boy, Garcia Marquez was sent to live with his grandparents in a great big gloomy house. He was raised by them. They told him stories about ghosts and omens and supernatural things. He recalled that his grandmother recounted the wildest things with a completely natural tone of voice. He said that his grandfather was the most important figure in his life. His grandfather had fought in two civil wars and had killed a man in battle, and told his grandson, "You can't imagine how much a dead man weighs." His grandfather took him to the circus every year and introduced him to ice, which formed the opening lines of 100 Years of Solitude, which begins, "Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendia was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice." His family wanted him to go to law school, and so Garcia Marquez tried. He hated it for 5 years, left without earning a degree, became a journalist instead, worked in Europe, worked in Venezuela, then settled in Mexico City. And then one day, while driving in his car between Mexico City and Acapulco, the whole first chapter of 100 Years of Solitude came to him, he said. He went home, told his wife he was going to write a novel. He spent the next 18 months writing, shut in a room for 8 to 10 hours a day, while his wife sold their car, pawned household appliances, applied for loan after loan. The first printing, 1967, sold out before the end of a week, and 100 Years of Solitude has since sold about 30 million copies. Pablo Neruda called it the greatest revelation in the Spanish language since Don Quixote. Gabriel Garcia Marquez, who said, "Ultimately, literature is nothing but carpentry." Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield, entitled Bees. In every instant, two gates, one opens to fragrant paradise, one to hell. Mostly we go through neither. Mostly we nod to our neighbor, lean down to pick up the paper, go back into the house. But the faint cries, ecstasy, horror, or did you think it the sound of distant bees making only the thick honey of this good life? A poem by Jane Hirschfield, Bees, from The Lives of the Heart, published by Harper Perennial and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.